Jill came home from a mining trip looking rough. Her armor was cracked and her eyes were tired. "I came across a skeleton spawner," she said. "I've gone through all of my golden carrots. Dr. Candu brought her his last batch from the chest."
"That ought to keep you going," he said.
"Though we really need more," Jill said with a sigh. "Growing golden carrots takes so long." Dr. Candu thought about the problem. He spread paper across his workshop bench and began sketching designs next to the redstone circuits. "Bone meal makes crops grow faster," he said to himself. "If I build a machine that makes enough from cactus, we will have carrots for every trip." He studied his redstone layouts, already planning each piece. The design was tricky, though he was sure he could make it work. The plan was simple enough. He would grow cactus, feed them through a composter, and collect the bone meal in a chest. But first, he needed the cactus. Dr. Candu stood at the edge of the village and looked out across the plains. Somewhere beyond those green hills lay a desert. He thought about the long journey ahead. "It will be tough," he said, "but I have to try." A donkey Jill had tamed stood grazing just outside the village. Dr. Candu climbed into the saddle and set off, though he had never been a confident rider. The donkey trotted along under a bright sky. "We ought to reach the desert by sundown," Dr. Candu said, patting the donkey's neck. He brought nothing but a bag and his tools. As soon as Dr. Candu found his first cactus, he saw the job would be tougher than he thought. The plants were enormous. Rough, prickly spines stuck out in every direction. Even the donkey shuffled backwards. "How do I carry these home without spiking us both?" Dr. Candu said he had not thought this through. He tried using his coat to pick one up. Ouch! No, that was not tough enough to stop the needles. Then a thought struck him. He grabbed his shovel and began to dig a long trough in the sand. If he could not carry the cactus, he would float them home instead. He dug and dug all the way from the desert toward the village, rough blisters forming on his hands. 3 tough days later, the trough stretched from the desert through to home. Dr. Candu filled it with water, set a boat inside, and placed a chest in the boat. He lined it under the tallest cactus and swung hard. Chop! If his thought worked, the cactus blocks would tumble into the chest without touching his hands once. Dr. Candu grinned. Enough prickles to last a lifetime, and not one more ouch. When the chest was full, Dr. Candu sailed the boat through the canal all the way back to the village. "That was so clever," Jill said from the bank. "You brought home a whole boatload of cactus without a single scratch." She looked at the canal and smiled. "And now we have a waterway through to the desert. We ought to use it to bring back sand and terracotta too, though we will need more boats." Back in the workshop, Dr. Candu thought through every wire on his machine. Though it was rough work, he flicked the switch and the machine hummed. Cactus dropped in one end and white bone meal poured out the other. The village farmer rushed over, scooped up an armful and ran straight to the carrot field. "It works," Dr. Candu whispered, thoroughly pleased his hands were finally safe. Jill munched happily on the first golden carrot grown with the new bone meal. "Delicious! Almost as good as a donut," she joked. "Now all I have to do is dig out enough gold to make more." She looked at Dr. Candu, though he was already lost in thought, sketching plans to help her do exactly that.